In a movie western, you might see two gunslingers fire their pistols at each other in the town square. That's exactly what happened here. It was all over a small gambling debt and a stolen pocket watch. What resulted was a first-of-its-kind confrontation. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside. We hope you enjoy hearing The American Countryside right here every day. But when you're on the go, you can now hear our programs on My Farm Radio. It's a new app where you can hear The American Countryside and much more. Don't forget, you can always catch past programs and see our American Countryside television features at AmericanCountryside.com. So take time to download the free My Farm Radio app and enjoy some of our extra content at AmericanCountryside.com. Both are great ways to connect with our show as you travel the countryside.
Hi, this is Jennifer Coolidge. The American Heart Association says the disco song Stayin' Alive is the near-perfect beat for hands-only CPR. If you see a teen or adult collapse from cardiac arrest, you only need two steps to help save a life. Call 911 and push hard and fast in the center of the chest to the beat of the song Stayin' Alive. Disco is back and it's saving lives. To learn more, go to heart.org/hands-only-CPR.
Nationally supported by the WellPoint Foundation.
The Civil War had just ended, and James Butler Hickok, better known as Wild Bill to us today, was living in Springfield, Missouri. He had come there as a Union scout and became friends with a counterpart on the Confederate side named Davis Tutt. But there was a falling out between the two, and Tutt was determined to financially ruin the gambler Hickok.
So he was helping others to gamble with Hickok, but Hickok was having a lucky streak and was having none of that. So to get even with Hickok in another way, he grabbed Hickok's pocket watch off of a gambling table at a gambling house and hotel on South Street.
John Sellers shares the story from the History Museum on the Square in Springfield, Missouri. Hickok didn't immediately try to get his watch back, but warned Tutt about where he should not see the watch.
He wasn't supposed to be seen on the square with the pocket watch. At that time, the square was the sole total business district of the city, so that was where everybody came to shop and so on.
Sellers says both men began what we today call trash talking. The minor disagreement was growing to a boiling point.
They were arguing over a debt of $25 is what Hickok owned up to. But it was all through third parties, through emissaries back and forth. So there was no face-to-face confrontation.
On July 21st, 1865, the men met, and history was made on the square here.
Tutt came into the square from the northwest corner up near the old county courthouse. Hickok came into the square from South Street, a distance of about 75 to 85 yards. They both pulled their guns and fired, just like the old West you see in the movies.
It's claimed to be the first quick-draw shootout in history. The result of that quarrel is next time. As we travel the countryside in Springfield, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.